We're back for the alumni podcast, and we got John Tucson here, class of 84, right?
Yes.
And he was just honored two days ago in the Rossford High School Athletic Hall of Fame. So I want to say congrats. If you don't know him, he was the Northern Lakes League Most Valuable Player in 1984. He led the league in scoring with 22.5 points and 12 rebounds per game, and led the league in rebounds. And he was a District 7 Player of the Year for basketball. What other sports did you play?
I did track and I did football, but after my freshman year, you know, my mother, you know, she really wanted me to play football anymore. So I ran track my junior year, but pretty much I concentrated, you know, just on my basketball skills, you know, year round, you know, playing for Coach Stallman.
Well, it paid off. So Congratulations. First off, how was Saturday night?
It was incredible. Like I said, I want to thank everyone who nominated me and to allow me to join this incredible Hall of Fame. Everyone who scheduled the meals, the setup, every aspect of it was handled with class. So truly an honor.
Oh, we're honored to have you guys back. And always a fun night, the Athletic Hall of Fame. I got to ask, do you have a favorite play, a favorite game, a favorite memory that stands out?
I would say it's not a favorite game, but it's probably the best story. We were playing Southview, I think it was my junior year, and we were up by 2 points. And Southview was bringing the ball up the court. And it was maybe like 7 seconds left. I jumped the lane and I stole the ball. I should have had dribbled the ball, you know, time out. But me being young, you know, trying to impress everyone, I went up for a dunk. And it hit the back iron. It went all the way back to the other end. They made 2 points. Now we're in overtime. And I ran to the other end of the court, and I can hear Coach Stallman just yelling and screaming. His face is red. I'm 150 pounds, soaking wet, shaking. I'm literally, like, crying to go over to the bench. And I finally made it over there, and he said, if we lose this game, you know. Overtime started, I made sure that we won the game. But then after the game, I'm thinking, I'm not taking a shower. I'm getting out of here. I'm not dealing with Coach. I'm sitting there, and I was so scared, I didn't notice nobody was in the locker room. I heard the door lock. I looked up. He was standing right over me. You talk about, it was like meeting Mike Tyson in an alley. It was nothing I could do, and he let me have it because I put my own ego in front of what was best for the team. To me, that was a life lesson. When you're part of a team, the team comes first. But that was a lesson that I carry today in business. So that was my Coach Stallman story.
My next question was going to be kind of what teachers, and I know Coach Stallman, but who all kind of stood out from your days at Rossford?
I remember Mr. Dijon, Coach Heyman. I love Mr. Matthews' art class. I was probably the worst artist in Rossford history that took advanced art. I would draw pictures, and he would say, John, the only reason I allow you in advanced art because he loved basketball. And he coached basketball, and I knew his son. So I would be in art class, and I literally wanted to be good because I loved the thought process of being an artist. God didn't give me none of those skills. He showed me shortcuts, and we would, like, draw, like, little squares on the page and show me how to make lines. But at the end of the day, it was still horrible. So I could only get a C or C minus in that class, but I really tried. And he said, John, I know you're trying, but it's still horrible. So I love the teachers here. And it was a lot more teachers. My Spanish teacher, I just love, you know, all the teachers that I had through my 4 years at Rossford. They were just classy individuals that held you accountable for education. Everyone, they always took the education serious. So I knew this was my best chance of success once I become a man, is being around people who really care about what they were teaching me that day and that year.
Another thing I just thought was so special was you're on the court, obviously, at halftime being honored. Yeah. And behind you is so many family and so many family specifically already in the Hall of Fame. Mm. I mean, how cool is that to just, you know, be able to join them, but also just the family tradition here at Rossford?
Yeah. Well, I remember as a kid, I was telling someone a funny story. I was born in 1965. I came to Rossford maybe when I was only a week old from Cincinnati. My mother, we moved to Rossford. So all of my uncles, the Durdens, my mother was a Durden, but she got married, I became a Tucson, all lived on Osborne. All of my uncles, we all lived. But when I was, I think, 4 or 5, we moved to Toledo. But as a kid, all of my cousins were still in Rossford. So even though I went to Toledo schools, like, you know, from kindergarten through 8th grade, I was literally always in Rossford on the weekends, summer. So I always had so much fun in Rossford. And I tell people, one of my first childhood memories, I remember as a kid, I was in the stands and I was dancing because I can just remember hearing this drum beat real loud. I was at my Uncle Decatur basketball game, who's in the Hall of Fame at Rossford, like in 1969. So my childhood memories was always Rossford. So when I had a chance to come, to me it was easy because I'm like, my memories as a kid was always Rossford. And I remember coming, meeting Coach Stallman when I was in the 5th grade and coming to workouts and seeing those great players of the 70s. His sons, Scott Spencer, Mitch Kopstinski, Bobby Gorey, Tommy Nowak. I just remember all of them, and I couldn't wait to one day to play at Rossford.
Going through those names, it's incredible. Yeah. From the 70s and 80s, some of those teams and players and legacies.
Incredible, incredible.
So you graduate from Rossford, and I got to thank you for your service. You served our country.
Well, after high school, I had offers to go play college basketball. And I always tell young individuals, I knew I was going to play college ball, but I had made decisions, girlfriend, got her pregnant, got married at a young age. So trying to do the right thing in life. And it ended up working out. I had a daughter and, you know, ended up raising her. And I enjoyed my military experience. But I always tell young people, it was never the point that I could have played pro basketball. You don't know that. But knowing that I had worked so hard in my life to play college basketball, and because of the decision I made at a young age that I really wasn't ready to be a father, I wasn't mature enough to be a good husband, wasn't mature enough. But I was good enough to play college ball, but I never gave myself the opportunity. So there's no regrets because I can talk to other men about those experiences. Now, it does bother me knowing a lot of my friends play D1 basketball and I was way better than them, and they tell me that. I'm like, that still kind of, you know, stings a little bit. But I enjoyed my military experience. I, you know, went to South Carolina, Fort Hood, Texas. I lived in Germany. Got to experience some real German food, the schnitzels, and, you know, meet some, you know, German farmers, because we lived in Illichheim, Germany, so we would walk around to different farms. They couldn't speak no English. They would invite you in, eat, you know, the German tradition. Beautiful country, beautiful people. So the life lesson that I learned being in the military, the discipline, traveling the world, meeting individuals that could not speak English, but would invite you to their home, feed you, and then invite you back. That was just beautiful.
Yeah. I wanted to give you a chance to kind of explain a little bit about what you've done in the business world, because you've been very successful, and then maybe any advice for younger graduates or older graduates.
Well, and it was funny because what I wrote with my consultant firm, I do a lot more, but I just really don't talk about it because I always tell individuals, when you believe in Jesus Christ the Lord, is that the other thing I do is kind of my ministry. So I own a mental health agency, and we work with homeless people with depression, anxiety, drug addiction, single mothers, getting housing. We do that. That's the core. I've been doing that since 2017. Mm. Also, we work with individuals with development disabilities. So I have staff that we train to work with all levels of development disabilities. So we go in their homes, we take care of them. We go to day facility, do day treatment. We help them develop life skills. So I have a whole nother company that does that. Mm-hmm. Then also, I own a 24/7 Christian network. It's 24/7 gospel. We got churches from mega churches, all denominations.
So what's the station?
It's Christ Soul Reign. It's okay. Christ Soul Reign. And I'll actually give you that. So if you want to post
it. Yeah, I'd love to.
And you can download it to your Fire Stick or Roku, watch it like regular TV. You can watch it from your iPhone or your iPad. It's 24/7 gospel, because gospel don't stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have that. Then my other company is PGN Consulting. We're a consulting firm. So my career, I started 17 years at ProMedica Paramount, where we design hospital plans for all the hospitals, Toledo Hospital, Flower. But then I work with large corporations designing healthcare benefit packages, like school systems. Then after that, I went and worked for Highland, became a broker, health insurance, traveled the country. Then from there, I went to Brooks. Brooks got acquired by USI. Then I worked at Huntington. But after 27 years, it was time for me to start my own company, because I really wanted to create generational wealth, but also hire other young people, but then teach them how to start their own business. So a lot of the work that we do now, I meet with very talented young people, and I just said, okay, what do you want to do with your life? Exactly, I said, we're only on this earth a short period of time. So I don't want you to think about a job. If you could do what you love and I could show you how to way to make money from that, now you're really living. So we spent a lot of time teaching individuals how to live in their passion, but make a living to provide for their family. So to me, everything I do is fun. Now, I still got to make money to feed my wife and kids, so I still do health insurance, life insurance. I do all of that. But what brings me joy is really helping the next generation develop a skill set where they can earn a living taking care of their family. But then I always say, you have to give. You have to give to whatever you believe in. If it's your church, if it's the Cancer Society, whatever that is. So I'm very passionate about, we're all God's children. So my job, my assignment is to bring anybody I meet closer to Him. That's it. My life is simple.
Shoot. Now I feel silly asking about favorite place to eat.
I remember as a kid, it was funny because times are so different. Like in the 70s, like my uncles, they would go up to the bars in Rossford. I remember actually a funny story. My stepdad on Bacon Street, is on Bacon Street in Osborne. It sits back. He had a bar called the Hottie Body Bar. And I remember as a little kid. Now, in today's society, my mother and they all probably would be in jail for this. But I would just go, I would be in the bar with them. And I would go around and empty the ashtrays, and people would give me a nickel. And I I'm a little kid on the bar dancing. And But Rossford was always like a safe place. Nobody did nothing bad to nobody. I remember as a kid, it was a store called Names. It was a candy store. We would go up to Names and get candy. And then it was just some like, I can't remember, it was a pizza shop, but it was a pizza shop as you leave in Rossford, right by the railroad tracks. I can't remember the name of it. Now, this is a bad story. Shouldn't be telling you this. What we would do, we would order, we would get somebody older to order pizza. We knew that we wouldn't go get it, so we would go right when it was about to close, and they would just give it to us. And I think they kind of knew it was us, because we didn't do it all the time.
Yeah.
But it was the best pizza in the world. It's probably because we were home, just kids being kids. But they always gave it to us with a smile, and I really believe they knew it was us.
It's so funny when you get older and you realize, I thought I was pulling a fast one. No, they knew.
So it was just, the experience of everyone on Main Street in Rossford. It was a lot of different little places you could eat. The little ice cream place has been there since I was a little bitty boy. And I remember eating there, the ice cream with hot dogs. It, to me, was always like the best in the world. So it was just any place up on the main strip, it was just always, great place to eat. And I think it was just great people. And that, to me, made it more special. Everybody was friendly and really just, good people. That's why I love Rossford. We're just always really good people that live in Rossford.
What am I missing before I let you go?
No, it just, you know, my big thing, you know, like I said, when I left, you know, when you first leave it after, I'm like, man, I can never come back to a small town. You know, once I, you know, had, you know, more kids, and I thought about, okay, where do I live? And you really think about, you know, even back then I was thinking about safety. I remember like riding my bike everywhere in Rossford, climbing cherry trees, eating cherry trees, you know, eating, you know, peaches, and just walking around the marina, Beach Street, the baseball games. I said, as a parent, I want my kid to be able to ride his bike and not have to worry. And Rossford was the only place I ever felt that level of comfort, letting them walk to school, mm-hmm. you know, ride their bike with their friends to the other side of Rossford. So really, personally, I've always, you know, enjoyed, you know, Rossford from the time I was a kid. And to live here now is no other place I would rather live but Rossford. Mm.
John, I appreciate it. Thanks for just being gracious with your time and doing this. And congratulations on the Hall of Fame.
Oh, thank you very much.